And he kept moving his neck around, you know, and I didn't want to know what was wrong. And he said, well, that shirt collar was so stiff, it was chafing his neck real bad. And he'd keep squeezing it, and squeezing it, and squeezing it, couldn't do any good, so we just stopped on the side of the road. He had me chew the starch out of it.
Chew the starch out of it?
So I chewed the starch out of the edge of that shirt where it would lay down.
Oh, great.
Well, you'd have to know my brother, but Wayne knows that he's the kind of fellow to have you do that.
This is Vic.
Yeah, Vic.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know your
own family having read your book. We wore, for every day, we wore the country boys' overalls.
Well, what did the older men wear to church?
They would have a suit.
What did it consist of?
Well, they had at that time they'd have the vest and I remember the material, they call it worsted serge. Mm-hmm. And it would be a brown or a black or a blue. Mm-hmm. Those were the three colors. Mm-hmm. And I used to wonder about my dad, he would split his suit up. And I thought the suits you'd wear as a suit. Mm-hmm. But if he wore his brown coat, he'd wore his blue trousers or his black trousers. Well, just now I look back and that is kind of a forerunner. He was a little ahead of the time, see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing
a split. That's right. He was splitting them up. And I wondered why. But, because I'd have a suit, I'd wear that whole thing. I remember having a green serge suit. Dark green. I thought that was the prettiest thing I ever put on. Of course, we wore caps, bill caps. Kind of like they wear up north, you know.
Socks was the biggest problem.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you had to have those full-length socks for your Sunday clothes and no holes in them. They had to be good ones. They'd had come a hole, of course, you didn't throw them away. Your mama'd darn them up. Take a darn needle and fix it to where you couldn't hardly find it.
Well, how often would they get a new suit?
How would they?
How often would they get a new suit?
If the men would get one every 3 or 4 years, they would call herself being extravagant.
Oh, really?
And the only reason the boys would get one each year, they would outwear them.
Oh, but
I got to handed them down to me. I was the second child.
Uh-huh.
And I'd wear my brother's suit.
Uh-huh.
See, I seldom got a new suit. Second hand.
You just got the second hand.
Second hand Charlie, yeah.
Well, did they fit you?
Oh, well, it didn't make much difference. You wore them anyhow.
Oh, whether it fit or not?
Sure. As long as you could get in them. Well, you were. Oh, he had a certain amount of pride to it. Of course, my dad and mama wanted me to look good, but if the sleeves were a little long, that didn't, but if they weren't too short, but if they got it tight, why, then they would cut those up and make skirts for the girls. Your mama's probably not old enough to even remember those. She probably didn't cut up the men's clothing and make skirts, but my mama would take the old suits and the suits would become too small and make skirts for the girls. And, well, you had to economize. You had to use everything, nothing thrown away. Of course, we wore the long handle underwear, I don't forget that.
You did? You know, what would happen, like if a shirt was not samplerized or something and they washed it in hot water, what would happen?
If you weren't careful, it would be too small.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such word as sanitized back then. Or no, probably it might have been a word, but no such treatments as such. But we would once in a while we would buy a shirt that would draw up.
Mm-hmm.
But when it did, well, my mom would go back to the man sold it to her.
Most of the time, you bought a shirt a little bit
too big.
Oh, you did, and then you counted on
overalls,
it to shrink?
Same thing.
Yeah.
But, oh, you did, and then you would count on it to shrink?
To shrink some.
Oh, you did? Oh, you could do something with it.
If you got hold of one shrink excessively, well, then you fussed at the man sold it to you, and there was no argument. He'd take it, and the factory made it good.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you bought it knowing that it is cheap and that it might grow up.